Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 8 and 1, it says, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Now the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they say to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now this is very disruptive of the service. Isn't it? Can you imagine somebody tonight dragging a woman down the aisle? May or may not be properly clothed, and putting her there in front of everybody and saying, we just caught this woman committing adultery. Now, I got a question. How many of you can't commit adultery by yourself? So where's the guy? It's probably one of their buddies that conveniently slipped away. This is a setup. I said, this is a setup. And what we need to see, don't just look at these scribes and Pharisees. They are the pawns of the enemy at this juncture. And the enemy works exactly the same today. He works exactly the same today. He's always trying to set people up. He's always trying to set you up. He is the accuser of the brethren. He's always trying to build a case against you. He's always trying to set you up. Now that lets you know he's not all powerful that he can just come hurt you. He can't. I mean, if he could, he wouldn't have to go through all this setup stuff and try to get you to indict yourself. And don't think that you're so smart that he can't get to you like this. Because if you want to play head games with him, you're already in trouble. He's been around a long, long, long time, and he's practiced on human beings generation after generation. And if you want to play head games with him, you're right where he wants you to be. He'll tie you up in knots, and you won't even know what happened. But if you'll keep him in the arena of faith, and if you'll keep yourself in the place of being led by the Spirit, no matter what you feel and see, his tricks won't work on you. Amen. His setups won't work. They won't be effective. They won't be successful. But learn how the enemy works. And so they put this woman down in front of Jesus, in front of everybody. Jesus was in there teaching them. So they have interrupted the service and the teaching. They said, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? What do you say? This is how the devil works. He tries to pressure you to pick between two bad choices. He tries to pressure you into picking between two or whatever number, but all of them are wrong. Yeah. There is no good choice here. There is no right choice. But he tries to play on our lack of knowledge and our lack of understanding, and he tries to manipulate you through fear and pressure. You got to pick. Everybody's waiting. Everybody's wanting to know what you're going to say. Everybody's waiting. Everybody wants to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Well, what if you're led by inquiring minds? You're not being led by the Spirit of God. One thing I had to learn as a minister, that in ministry, people are spirit beings, and they can pull on you to want you to, and as you're talking about something, they can pull on you to want you to talk about this. Or go into more detail on that. Right. Or answer this or get into that. And you can feel it. As a minister, you can get to certain places, and if even a third of the crowd gets the same thing on their mind and they're thinking, yeah, talk about that. It'll be a pull. I said it'll be a pull. And if you follow it, now who's leading you in the service? Human spirits, not the Holy Spirit. Human spirits are now direct. You're following curiosity. But we're supposed to be spirit led. But it takes discipline, doesn't it? When other things are pulling on you, other things are pushing on you. It went on to say, Moses in the law said she should be stoned. The Word of God, which is all they had at the time, the Word of God, it is written. The law plainly says if a man's caught in an act of adultery, they're to be stoned. That's it. But what do you say, Master? This is the devil. Can you hear the devil in this? And so Jesus did what? What did Jesus do? Did he answer their question?
No.
Did he say, let me see. Number one or number two. Stoner, don't stoner. We need to do a study on this. We need to form a committee. To kind of fill out what the repercussions are going to be on this. What's our best political response? Because if we say stoner, well, we are upholding the word. We're sticklers for the word. But sure is going to come across as not being very compassionate. It's not going to rate good with certain segments of the population. But if we say, don't stone her, that's exactly what they want us to say. And they're going to say, see there? There's no way he's of God. He openly ignores the word of God. He just casts it aside and makes up things as he goes along. And so the enemy is trying to bring pressure to bear upon Jesus to pick between two wrong choices. So what do you do in a situation like that? Do I or don't I? Do I or don't I? I got to do the right thing. No. Here's the first thing you do. You make up your mind. They don't lead me. I'm not going to be led by these scribes. I'm not going to be led by these Pharisees. I'm not going to be led by this woman. I'm not going to be led by this situation. I am always and only led by the Spirit of God. So he didn't answer the question, and he knelt down and wrote in the ground. Not the typical response you would expect. And the Spirit of God will lead you to do things that are not typical. Can you see yourself doing this? Come on, can you see yourself? No? Well, get a change then. Verse 7, so what happened? Jesus stooped down and with his finger he wrote on the ground as though he heard them not, like they weren't even there. Somebody say, cool. Under pressure. Cool under pressure. Why? Because he's not under pressure. He didn't receive the pressure. You ever heard the phrase, lack of planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part? The devil is continually trying to contrive artificial emergencies. Artificial emergencies. Do you know what I mean by that? Oh, it's an emergency. We got to do something. And we got to do it right now. Right now. Right now. We got to do it right now. And there are feelings that come with that. Feelings of alarm. Feelings that disrupt you. And there keeps coming this pressure. It's urgent. It's urgent. You got to do something. You got to do it now. You got to do it now. And come on, examine this now. If you do respond to that and make a decision based on that, what's leading you? What's leading you? What are you following? Not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not doing that to you. We haven't received the spirit of fear again to bondage. We've received the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who makes you say, Abba, Father. The spirit of peace that passes understanding. The spirit of cool. The spirit of rest. Let me read some other verses to you. We should be led by peace, not pressure. Peace, not pressure. Hebrews 12:14. Don't turn there. Just stay right here with me in John 8. I'm just going to read this to you. Hebrews 12:14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Should you follow peace? Well, God's the God of peace. If you're following peace, who are you following? Colossians 3:15. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The Amplified says, let the peace in your hearts decide and settle with finality all questions that arise in your minds. Let the peace. If you don't have peace about it, it's not time to move. You got to get settled. You're looking for that other witness. And that co-witness is the spirit of peace.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.